The following radio show takes place between 9 p.m. and 10:15-ish p.m. Events occur in fake time. All right, here we go, everybody. Happy Thursday. It is, of course, Thursday, November 3rd, 2022. It is season 4, episode number 16, and we are doing yet another edition of The Very Interesting Show, and we have got some big stuff on the agenda tonight. Now, the big stuff that we had planned before the show started was, you know, a full show, but nonetheless, we still do have some big stuff to get to tonight. We have got a shirt drop, the design that we are finally going to show you. Got some promo codes to give out today, too. I cannot wait to do that. And more announcements to come. I'm going to announce just everything that I'm working on tonight, honestly. So all the stuff that we're working on going into 2023, all the changes that are about to happen, it is announcement day, fellas, and we're going to get to that a little bit later on, probably maybe 30 or so minutes into the show. You know, we got to warm you up. We got to butter you up, Justin and John. We got to butter you guys up and get you ready so that so that we can just slide all of the announcements right in and it'll fit perfectly in there. You know, it's already lubed up, ready to go, because if you're not lubed up for the announcements, then it might be something that I don't think that you can handle. I'm going to be honest here. These announcements are just so huge and so explosive that you might not be able to handle them unless you are properly lubed up for it. So we're going to do that.
The blanket, bitch. We're going in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So we're going to do that over the next 30 minutes or so. We'll butter you up. Got some announcements. We've got You Rage, You Lose coming up in a little bit. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. That's the theme for tonight's show is, so fucking help me God, we are going to have so much fun. God damn it. And we're going to do a lot of that coming up tonight. Also, at the end, we are finally going to do it tonight. I've finally gathered my thoughts on and escape the simulation advice column. Now, the article is not done yet, so the article will probably go up sometime this weekend when I have the time to work on it. I need to edit it down and, you know, chop it up a little bit because
cut
I
the
write.
Fat, right?
I
like
write
cut the fat a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah. Mostly a lot. Because here's the thing, I write in the same style. And if you didn't notice, like if you follow us on Instagram or if you look at any of the posts on the website, which you can do on Instagram, it is Instagram.com/simulationradio. Or if you're using a phone like 99% of the rest of you and are not using the fucking Instagram.com mobile webpage or desktop webpage, then it's just at Simulation Radio on Instagram. But if you follow us there, then you'll notice that like my writing style, and I'm working on this, by the way, I'm working on it really hard because I do want to do more writing. Writing, I think, is going to be the bridge to take us to the next level. But my writing style tends to be, I'll write how I talk, right? And yeah. I think most people will do that. And I just haven't done that process of like going back and writing out my fucking brain dump of thoughts that ends up just being a one-to-one mimic of how I speak. But if you follow us there, you'll notice that my writing style is kind of weird, okay? So I got to go back and edit it. That post will go up probably sometime this weekend, next week, at the very least sometime before the start of the next show. But we've got the first Escape the Simulation advice column coming up at the end of the show. Got You Rage, You Lose. Get to all these announcements. So we're going to still have some fun today. God damn it. And you know what? If it takes us until past 10, that's okay. But we're going to get to all of that good stuff. Now, first of all, my show routine. I just want to get some sleep tonight, man. That's honestly part of the reason that we're doing a shortened show tonight, because I need to get some sleep. My proposed show ritual has actually been significantly fucked with since the last time I've talked about the post-show ritual, right?
Really?
So if you're not familiar, to contextualize this, if you know you haven't gone back and listened to past episodes or aren't really following any of the storylines, which it's okay, but one of the things that I do after the show, right? Now, the show airs at 9 p.m. Eastern on Thursday evenings. You can check us out live. If you're listening to the podcast, you can listen to us on YouTube and Twitch. It is Simulation Radio on both of those things every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern. And starting in 2023, every Monday through Thursday, some kind of product at roughly that time. We'll get to that, though. Just throwing that little bit out there. But every Thursday evening, 9 p.m. Eastern, you can check us out live. But my post-show ritual, right, is whenever the show ends, it's usually like 11 o'clock at night, and it takes me a good hour to do all of the post-show work. Like, I got to edit the show, got to upload it to YouTube, do all the good stuff. That takes me about an hour and a half to 2 hours, depending on what the kind of meat of the show looks like that day and how much work I got to do to it. So that puts the time at roughly, you know, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. So I'm a member, about to be formerly a member, but I am a member of 24-Hour Fitness, right? And the goal of being a member of 24-Hour Fitness, I'll give you a hint. It's in the name, 24-Hour Fitness, right? You would think, I can't, I'm just going to blast them.
Yeah, they're open 24/7 at all locations, aren't
right,
they?
You would think that, yeah. Right? Well, that has changed. Now, the one that was around here that's on Colonial, the one that we...
Thanks, Obama.
I know, it fucking... It is, it's all his fault. So, it's 2 a.m. last week, I'm done with all the show work. I'm hopped up on fucking two bangs that I drank before the show. If we remember that from last week, that is why I ended up spray painting my hair black, because I'm not gonna blame myself for that. I'm going to blame the bang. It makes you do things that you don't want to do. But I get to the gym. I get to the 24-Hour Fitness, 2 a.m. last week after the show.
Yeah.
It's fucking closed. It is fucking closed. And it has never been closed before. It's usually open 24 hours a day. And this particular, the one on Colonial at least, was open for 24 hours for a while. All the other ones in the area are adopting this fucking 11 p.m. or 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. schedule. And that just does not work at all. I want to go when nobody's there. That's the whole appeal of going at fucking 2 a.m. is literally nobody's there. You have peace of mind. You have everything to yourself. You can do whatever you want. I just don't like working out with people, man. That's just the thing. I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I personally am like a solo exerciser, 100%. I don't really like this is going to sound bad, and this is going to sound like fucking an ego trip, but I just don't like getting other people involved in my exercise, because my exercise is a test between, you know, amongst myself and the powers that be that hold you down, you know, the whatever fucking forces out there are trying to keep you down, man. And it's a contest. It's a solo contest between me and the fucking powers that be to see if I can do it, to, you know, do the thing. And I don't know, it's a solo thing. And so I like going when there's nobody around. And getting there at 2 a.m. last week and it being closed.
Did they give a reason why? Like, did they
post
anything?
No, they didn't post anything.
Did they post new hours even? Like,
yeah, they posted new hours.
So this is how it's going to be.
Yeah, they posted new hours.
That's false advertising, if you ask me. It's no longer 24-Hour Fitness.
Exactly, exactly. So I'm canceling my membership. The reason that I did it. You're muted, Justin. There we go.
Almost 24-Hour Fitness.
I know. 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. is not fucking 24 hours. That is six. Yeah, six. 6 hours that is not in that 24-hour span of time. You might as well just call it 18-Hour Fitness.
18-Hour Fitness. Yeah.
Which is not as catchy. It's not as catchy. So I'm a little
six
bit upset.
6 hours for working out.
I wanted to go today, too. And so instead, I have to go fucking running around the neighborhood like I used to. Instead of go to the fucking gym and do the thing that I'm supposed to do. But I mean, it's fine, you know, you no excuses, still got to do it nonetheless. But my entire post-show routine is completely thrown off, so I'm in the process right now of building up a new post-show routine. I don't know how that's gonna go. I'm hoping that my new post-show routine is going to involve sleep of some sort. I'm going to try that out, okay? I have never tried it before. Never tried the, I'm actually going to try and get some sleep on Thursday night. I tried it here and there, but then, you know, it just doesn't work out all the time. Because here's the thing about doing the show, man. You got all these fucking light. People that don't do content don't really understand how draining it is. And again, I'm not trying to, like, sit here as a fucking content creator and whine and bitch and do all that stuff. But it's just for those that maybe have never done it before and are looking into maybe dipping their feet in the content creation world. Here's the thing that I'll let you in on, right? When you're in something that you know that is an on-camera project that you know, like, you're being recorded for, your likeness is being recorded in the annals, I know it's annals, in the annals of history, and it drains you. It drains a lot. It drains a lot of your mental energy. I could sit here. I bet we all sit here and do a 2-hour show and we're all probably tired of shit afterwards. I would be willing to bet it drains a lot out of you. It drains a lot of your mental energy. And it's not just physical energy that, you know, makes you tired and all that stuff too. It's just, it takes a lot. It takes a lot out of you. So I'm going to try and add some sleep to the Thursday night routine. We'll see how it goes. It's work in progress. So how are you guys doing? What's going on with you guys? I know that we're doing a kind of shortened show today, so we're all going to be able to get out of here and kind of do our thing once the show's over. Justin, how are you doing over there in Texas? I notice you are home from work at a decent hour today. You didn't have to work like 14 hours. How are they killing you over there?
Oh, it's not bad.
Kind of slowing down a little bit.
It's been really, really slow lately.
Great content. Like, John, how are you doing?
Slow. Well,
See, okay, so this is the part where hold on. Well, I'll get to you in a second, yeah, John. Yeah, yeah. We gotta deal with this here. So when I ask you for future reference, well, I'll let it slide this time, okay? But for future reference, here's how radio works, okay? When I ask one of my co-hosts how they're doing, I'm expecting slightly more than like a fine or not bad.
From me?
What?
Well, I don't know. Like you said, it's not so busy. Do you think there's something that's causing that?
Find some fucking nuance that happened. Like,
yeah, people aren't buying cars, so they're not breaking down as much, or they're going somewhere else because it's cheaper.
Now, why do you think that is, Justin? Why do you think people aren't buying cars so often? Is it because of the economy? Is it because of Barack Obama?
I think we all know that the economic state is the way that it is.
I'm actually pissed because now that the used car market is taking a nosedive, I bought my car at the worst fucking time, man. I bought it in March.
Did you do that thing where you like checked again to see what a similar car would be now? Did you do one of those
no,
things? You're just hurting yourself?
I haven't done that yet.
Good, don't.
You're right. I'm going to avoid it. Oh my God. I'm fucking scared. I'm scared to look at those numbers because I bought my car, which I think we did a bit about a few months ago when I bought it. I bought the Mini Cooper back in like March or April, right at the fucking peak of the used car market where everything was sky high. It was literally those 2 months were probably the peak of the used car market, right? But I had no choice. I thought I was going back to work soon. I thought I was going to have to go back to the office very, very imminently. And so I needed transportation. I was desperate. So I had to take something. But now, of course, right after that happens, then the used car market starts.
I don't know that it's gone completely down.
What counts as
over there it has.
What do you consider completely
here
down
still,
then?
I don't know. It's still popping off here. Things are still over market value.
Still over market value? I would have thought that you're right. Maybe individual location does have more of an impact on that. But I'm fucking pissed, man. I think I'm going to refinance my car soon, by the way, because my payments are fucking expensive. I've never done that whole process before of like refinancing everything. It's one of those things.
I would wait until you're about 2 years into your loan to refinance.
I don't know if I can afford to not do it right now because I was looking at like Credit Karma the other day And it told me that, you know, I could save like $200 a month on my car payment. And I'm not going to lie. Look, you guys might have an idea of what the content creation life is looking like right now. But I'm going to be dead ass chat with you guys. $200 is a lot of fucking money to me right now. I know $200 is probably not a lot of money to most content creators that you watch and listen to. But it's because, you know, they're
successful. Farther along. Yeah. Buy more T-shirts.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Buy more T-shirts, and then maybe $200 won't be a lot of money. Speaking of which.
Hashtag finance Cameron's car.
Yeah.
That should be a promo code. Finance Cameron's car.
I'll start a GoFundMe. Like fucking...
We're all so money, 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 money.
Money, money, money.
Yeah, I need some more of that. Did you guys see, by the way, that reminded me that apparently there were some Kanye stans that created this GoFundMe to make Kanye a billionaire again. And no, it's like, I guess some people from either some Kanye fan board or like some group on social media that heavily stand for Kanye, they made this GoFundMe and it was taken down in a day. And it was something along the lines of, here, let me see if I can even pull this story up, because... Yeah, Kanye West stan set up several GoFundMe pages to make him a billionaire again. And, of course, they took it down after the entire day. Now, I want to give you guys a guess really quickly. How much do you think this GoFundMe got to before it was shut down?
$100,000.
I'm going to go only like $650,000.
650. Well, I want to give you guys a little bit more faith in humanity, okay? Two answers, not quite. It was not zero. It was a number greater than zero.
$5.
Justin, right on the money. It was five fucking dollars that it got to before it was shut down by GoFundMe. And, you know, I think that our GoFundMe to hashtag, what was it? Hashtag finance my car. Something like that.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for a little bit more than $5 on that GoFundMe. Speaking of which, subscribe to us on Patreon. So, actually, I don't want to plug the Patreon because I'm not working on it. I'm not working on stuff for it right now. At the very least, if you want to go to Patreon, I have that setting set up on the website. There's only two tiers, right? There's a basic tier, like a $5 tier. You don't really get a lot of stuff. It's just, you know, if you want to support us, then there is a $15 tier. Actually, no, it's a $10 tier now. There's only 5 and 10. And then the $10 gold tier, right, where you can have access to all of our past shows, our entire archive back all the way from season 1, because none of that stuff is available anymore. It's
even
fairly,
all the cringy stuff?
Especially all the cringy stuff. All the stuff that I know 100% is cancelable content. So I put it behind a paywall, okay? At the very least, you can't get me that easy, you fucking Twitter journalists. If you want to get me, you're gonna have to pay for it. So you can do that. I'm working on some stuff for the Patreon for next year. But for the time being, it's just if you want to support us. I cannot promise any extra Patreon content right now. However, in the new year, possibly, Patreon has given us an ability, and I say given us to make us sound special
it's
and
just
unique.
Just for us.
Yeah, it's just
only
for us.
Only you.
Only specifically us at Simulation Radio. They've given us Bob Patreon. He sent me an email.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Wow. Personally, huh?
Oh, yeah. Infamous. Damn. Bob Patreon. We all know him. You know him. Everybody knows
him.
We
love him. The founder and CEO of Patreon.
Bob. So my friend Bob, right, he sent me an email that said something like Patreon has the ability to upload video files to it now, which is huge. It's absolutely huge because that lets us, you know, just kind of upload videos. Say we were to do the Simulation Radio Patreon show again, I would be able to upload that to Patreon directly rather than upload it as a private YouTube video or pay for a service that lets you put video links behind a paywall. So this is absolutely huge. This is a huge and great change by Patreon that I think is gonna do some really good stuff for the platform. But for the time being, no extra Patreon content unless you want access to the entire archive for the gold tier at $10 a month. And again, this is all just if you love us. Well, look at us. We're so fucking lovable. We are so lovable. Look at our lovable faces. Why would you not want to give? Yeah, see, You got to do the aw, yeah.
Oh, shucks.
so fucking lovable, god damn it. But if you want to do that, then that's only if you extra love us. I don't expect that. In fact, I would not be surprised if, you know, the Patreon just did not do anything for the next couple months, because I'm sitting on it for a couple months. I got a lot of stuff to work on for the next year. And at this point, you know, we might as well just jump into it. Let me get the jazz music. It's announcement day, baby. As soon as I find it. Yeah. Announcement time, fellas. So, where should we start? Where do we even start with this stuff, man? All right. So, I alluded to it earlier. I want to go over, first of all, the 2023 schedule. Some of the stuff that I'm working on. I'm working on having 4 days of shows. Do you guys remember a couple weeks back when I talked about how, you know, this is it, right? This is the final push, okay? And so the push that we are starting in January, next 2 months, just pay no attention to those. We're just going to build some stuff silently in the background, keep doing the show, but we're building trust. Trust me, chat. It's going to be okay. But starting in 2023, right, we're going to be doing 4 nights of shows a week. And by we, I mean mostly we on Thursday again. But starting on Monday, that will be Voice of Light, right? So that I have been teasing. I've been alluding to it the last couple weeks. Now, I am having to delay the launch of Voice of Light again, because I got some stuff back for it that I... some artwork back that I did not quite like. John, you saw it. I showed it to somebody else too. Justin, I'll show you after the show if you want to see it, because I do not want to show the stream. Sure. But I basically got back fucking furry art for the what was going to be the revamped Voice of Light art and assets. I didn't quite realize. Oh yeah, you'll like this. It was literal furry art.
Let me ask, why are you I know that you don't want to put it out there, but why are you opposed to not showing why you're not? Like why wouldn't you put it out there for us to laugh at?
Actually, well, it's because I want to keep it and use it as a shirt design,
right,
at some point.
It isn't it would make for a great shirt.
Yeah, I do agree. It would be good on a shirt, but I don't think it's going to quite work out as the logo, right? So, waiting on some stuff from there. We were supposed to launch on Monday, which was going to be the Monday after the League of Legends World Finals, which me and John will be going to this weekend here at Waterford, the Regal in Waterford. We'll be there. Come say hi to us if you would like to. But I was going to launch that on this upcoming Monday, right? Unfortunately, since I'm still waiting on some assets, that is getting kind of pushed back, probably by a couple of weeks. Maybe the last week of the month, even though that's Thanksgiving, might be looking at December. Now, here's the thing, is that Voice of Light is going to be a gaming and an esports show, right? That was the show. Fun fact, I mention it just about every time it comes up, but Voice of Light was the very, very first show that we had over here on what Simulation Radio, what the brand was before it became Simulation Radio. Very first radio show that I ever did, and I would sit here, write fucking scripts for it because I was too nervous to get in front of a microphone and just talk and just, you know, fucking vibe and do the thing. So I literally had to like write down all my talking points, write down everything that I thought about everything before I did the show. Now, would like to think that, you know, 4 or 5 years later, I'm a little bit better at it now than I was back then. So we're bringing back the esports and gaming show, baby. Voice of Light will be coming back. Now, the key part about it is that most of the esports are in off-season right now, or at least will be at the end of November / beginning of December when it launches. So it's going to be a building period, right? We're probably, until the season starts for most major esports, we're probably just going to be covering game stories, off-season rumors, all that good stuff. I'm using the off-season for most major esports to kind of build up the show a little bit and get a routine going, you know, that way once the season starts for most major esports, we can just jump right the fuck into it, hit the ground running, and get all of that all that good, juicy, sexy esports content that you know and love. So Tuesday is going to be a flex night, right? Tuesday could be off some weeks. Don't you stare at me like that, Justin, you creepy fuck. I see you. So Tuesday. I'm not distracting. All right. Tuesday. That's what we were doing. Tuesday is going to be a flex night, right? Tuesday could be any of the shows. Tuesday could be a Voice of Light. Tuesday could be a very interesting show. Tuesday could be a Simulation Radio Live. Tuesday could be something else that has yet to be announced yet. So Tuesday is going to be the flex night. Wednesday is going to be, I'm getting some of this stuff done too, but Wednesday, this is the one, don't know how excited I am for it, but I do think it is an important thing to add to our arsenal of programs, right? Wednesday night is going to be a new show. It's going to be a political news show, unfortunately, which means that I'm going to grind it out for a while, and then once somebody a little bit more news-oriented wants to come in and take over once we reach a certain point, then that'll be the first fucking show that I pass along to somebody else. But this show called Talk News News Talk, we talked about that, funnily enough, a couple years ago, thought about doing that as a separate show, but I want to separate, right, from this show. This show is going to be more focused on, you know, like viral news, general stuff that's happening out in the world, whereas Talk News News Talk, which will be airing Wednesday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, that's going to be more of a focus on the political world, right? And I think that's necessary for a radio station to have is some kind of dedicated news show. So that's just going to be an hour long because, trust me, I cannot stand talking about politics for more than a fucking hour. So that was just going to be an hour long, okay? And that'll be launching in January with the new schedule. Now that brings us to Thursday night, which we are here right now at this very moment on a Thursday night. Thursday nights, we will continue. Nothing's changing about Thursday nights. Thursday nights, we will continue to provide you with the greatest and latest, kind of mix those up a little bit, latest and greatest is what I was trying to go for there, the latest and greatest in viral news, current events, stuff that's going on in life, trying to connect with you folks, all of the very interesting stuff, and that will continue to be Thursday evenings. However, in 2023, since one of my goals is going to be to sleep better on show nights, I'll keep you guys updated, but it's possible that we may move the show back to 8 p.m. Eastern. That way we'll do 8 to 10. We'll see how it works out, right? I'm not committing to that just yet, but one of my goals is to juggle life a little bit better. And it's kind of hard to juggle life and work and side hustle, which is, you know, the shows. It's kind of hard to balance all that stuff when you're getting terrible sleep, right? It makes you fucking neurotic. And I want to have a more clear head to bring you the good stuff. So it's probable that all the shows will be moving to 8 p.m. start times in 2023. I'm not 100% committed to that yet, but I'll let you guys know as we, you know, continue to do the shows and announce some more stuff and all the goodies. Let's see. So we got the 2023 schedule. Oh, yeah. So segment overhaul. So we are dropping, there's going to be a couple segments that we're dropping and a couple segments that we are adding to the show, right? Now, if you haven't noticed, on every other night besides tonight, at least the last couple of weeks, I didn't do this on purpose, but it turns out that I've kind of liked how it's worked out where we'll do an hour and then we'll take a break and then we'll come back and do an hour and we're just doing two-hour segments. I didn't do it on purpose the first time we did it, but I kind of liked it that day, and so I kept doing it for the last couple weeks. So I think that's what we're going to go back to doing. Now, the first segment, that'll be where we talk about whatever. We kind of warm up a little bit, learn about what's going on with you guys, connect with you guys, catch up, play all of your voicemails, all of that good stuff, see what's going on in your world, and make all of our announcements at the end of the first segment. The second segment will be where we cover the news, all the news stories, and either one of You Rage, You Lose, or Let's Play a Game Show. We're going to alternate in between weeks. 1 week we'll do one week we'll do the other, and then we will alternate between the two of them. That'll be in the 10 o'clock segment at around 10:25-ish or so, depending on how long it takes us to get through the news. And then at the end of the show, we'll do a little mini Escape the Simulation advice column. And by the way, one of the things that I want to do is I want to... let me find a way to word this here. I'm trying to find a thing to do that like kind of brings the brand together a little bit more cohesively. So at the end of every single Simulation Radio product that at least I'm a part of will be a little mini Escape the Simulation segment at the end, whether it be Voice of Light and the advice is catered towards maybe people in esports, whether it be Talk News, News Talk, and the advice is catered towards people in the fucking online political world, whether it be this show and the advice is tailored towards, you know, anybody, whoever happens to watch viral news, which is that's a lot of people. A lot of people do that, I've heard. So Escape the Simulation will be at the end of every show. I'm trying to find a way to provide value to everybody. And you know what? We might as well just do it explicitly because that is the brand. The brand is to help you escape the simulation and to reclaim your soul and to defeat your programming. And so I am going to do some stuff that will actually help you out with all of that stuff. Look, we spent the last couple years kind of figuring out how to build a radio show and how to have, you know, how to have communication with each other, how to talk and how to do the good stuff. But now is the part where I'm really trying to like hone in on what the brand represents and the ethos that we're trying to put out. And so that is where the Escape the Simulation life advice column will come from at the end of every show. Plus, it just so happens to be on brand. So it works out very well. So let's see. Oh yeah, Simulation Radio Live, that'll happen intermittently. More than likely, once we get to a point where I can consistently get somebody to come into the studio on Tuesday nights, that'll be the Tuesday night show. But for the time being, it'll happen whenever. And if it does happen, it'll be on a Tuesday night, more than likely. That'll be the night for that. But that is all the stuff that is coming in 2023. We got a good schedule ready to go. We are working on the good stuff. And now, I guess I can, do you guys want to hear the jazz for the announcement, for the shirt announcement? Might as well just...
Let's keep it jazzy. Keep it classy, baby.
Actually,
why not? Why, do we want to pivot to a different type, or what were we thinking?
No, it's because it's just been going on too long, and I want to... We're going to go back to the good stuff. So, now it is time, everybody. You might have seen it on social media. I've been teasing it for weeks. Justin, have you seen this yet? Have you seen the design yet? No, you haven't seen the design yet. Okay. So, I'll just show it off now. Let me pull this up here. So, if you go to...
For whatever reason, I can't see John at the moment, so...
Uh-oh. How are we doing?
Have you tried turning it off and turning it back on again?
That'll break everything, though. Anyway, so
I could see you, which is what's important.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, you don't want to look at this ugly mug, this baby face, no beard having bitch ass mug.
It's coming back in nicely. Are you gonna let it grow back in?
Yeah.
Triple chins there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I perfectly position the camera. I try to perfectly position the camera every time to where like it points the exact right angle down at me so that I don't have to grow a beard and I also don't have to show off the fucking four chins or whatever, which, you know, it used to be four. It's cut down to two ever since the weight loss. But, wow. You know, that two is still one too many. So,
But yes, I will be growing it back immediately, if not sooner.
As soon as it can come.
Just like whoosh, and I'd had like a Gandalf beard, just like whoosh.
You snap your fingers and it just
Just but like it's that. Like too much, and it starts like suffocating us. We're like, ah, oh, help!
Just don't snap your finger again, because then like one half of it could just disappear, and then you'll be like the half bearded man, which would be pretty cool actually. I would wait a
where
minute.
I like turn my head. I like turn my head and like baby face. Turn my other head. Turn my other head. What? Turn my head the other way.
That'll be your Batman villain name is Babyface. I mean,
Baby Two-Face.
It's a blatant ripoff of Two-Face, but you know, you guys can figure that out over there in Gotham. So the Reclaim Your Soul shirt, it is now live. If you head over to simulationradio.com/shop, you can check it out. But if you want to take the screen here, I have a full view of the art of the post that went up on the website. It's the same price as all the other shirts, and I fucking love this design. I love how this turned out. This turned out amazingly, and it better have for the amount of time that I waited for it. It was delayed by up to like 2 weeks that I had to wait. And by the way, I went on the, I'm not trying to shit talk the artist here because they did a fantastic job, but I went back on their like artist page and I went to look at some of the reviews that they have. And apparently dating back to like even 2-3 months ago, this guy has been giving the same excuse that he used on me for why he was going to be late. Something about how like he was sick and he's got to be at the hospital. He's got like the same 2 or 3 excuses I've noticed every time, but he still has decent reviews because I read the reviews and the reviews are like, yeah, he was great at communicating with me all the issues that he had, that, you know, he was gone for a while or like was in the hospital for this amount of time and it was going to be delayed. And I'll go through like 5 or 6 reviews and then I'll notice like 5 or 6 reviews later, maybe a month or two later, the same excuses start, you know, kind of cycling back in, like, oh, hey, he was sick and he was in the hospital for so long, and that's why my order was delayed. Now, the reason that he has such high reviews, which is what I wondered based on, you know, the quality of what's being said in the reviews, but the reason that he has such high reviews is because of the quality of the art. And when art comes out looking like this, then, you know what, take all the fucking time you want. I'll take the delay because I am a huge, huge fan of how this one turned out. Now, the Reclaim Your Soul design drop that has been teased for the last couple of weeks is now up at simulationradio.com/shop. If you are seeing the screen, you can see the design now. If you are listening to the podcast, then head over to any of the social medias, whether it be Instagram, Simulation Radio on Instagram. In fact, that's pretty much the primary social media that I post stuff on. It's also on Twitter and Facebook, but I don't really update them as much. And especially TikTok. I changed our profile picture on Instagram and TikTok to be the Reclaim Your Soul design. I'll leave it like this for a couple weeks. Plus, you know, I just think it looks sick. And it's the Radio Tower character. I'm going to get more designs like this done in the future where the Radio Tower, who needs a name, by the way, I've got a default name, but chat, I'm going to give you guys the opportunity, like podcast listeners, live listeners, fellas, I'm down for Simmy. I'm down for just calling him Simmy. How does that sound? It's kind of like Clippy, but not annoying. And one of the designs will definitely have to be where we give him like googly eyes and he's like, hey, I noticed you're trying to take your soul back from the elite overlords. Can I help with that?
Or like, hey, I've noticed that you've fallen too far in one side of the political party. Yeah. Let me help with that.
Yeah, okay. That's a good one too. Oh shit, is that No, I'll remember because I've been thinking about this for a while.
Yeah.
I like that. So the Reclaim Your Soul design is the first drop of many that will come that features poor Simmy in, you know, all these hilarious and interesting hijinks to get into. And in this particular hijink, he is kind of worming his way out of a space wormhole. Right. I really like the color scheme. I really like, you know, the fucking space drawing and how it came out. This is a cool ass shirt. And honestly, I cannot wait to get it myself. I had to order my own fucking shirt, by the way. And I did. And
you placed that order?
I did, yeah. And I cannot wait to get it. Anybody can. It's probably better off. I ordered sample orders of them, you know, because when I set up the shop, I can order a sample order of it. So I got a sample order of it. More than likely, everybody else will be better off with a promo code that I'm about to give you that is good until next Thursday before the show starts. So this is good until next Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern. What is next Thursday? Today is the 3rd, so that would be, by extension, the 10th. Next Thursday, November 10th, once Season 4, Episode 17 airs at 9 p.m. Eastern, once the live show airs, if you're listening to the podcast. Get it now! For God's sake, get it now! So help me God, you're going to miss out now! But if you would like to head over there and do it, the promo code for 20% off of a Reclaim Your Soul shirt. Again, this promo code is only good for the Reclaim Your Soul shirt, and it is good for 20% off. And here's the kicker. I'm only giving it out on the show, right? I'm not giving this out to people on social media. This promo code is not going out to social media. This is only for you guys. If you're watching the YouTube video, watching the YouTube VOD, or if you are listening to the podcast, this promo code is only for you. Again, it's for 20% off of a Reclaim Your Soul shirt. Code word, wormhole. All one word, W-O-R-M-H-O-L-E, because that is what little Simmy is popping out of in the Reclaim Your Soul design, which I still fucking love. I love looking at it, man. You know how it brings me back to like this base feeling of when you see a piece of art that like is just visually pleasing to you and you can't look away, you can't stop looking at it. And that's the Reclaim Your Soul design. I fucking love it, man. It turned out great. I love it. So head on over to simulationradio.com/shop, promo code wormhole for 20% off of a Reclaim Your Soul design shirt drop design. But it's only good until next Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Do you know if that applies towards just that product, or
I'll say it again, just so that nobody's confused about this, because I don't want you to try to use this promo code on one of the other shirts. But again, the promo code launch day is also good until tomorrow night, fellas. So if you want to get one of the other shirts, the 10% off promo code launch day applies to everything else. But if you want the juice, if you want the fucking juice, man, then it is, of course, promo code wormhole at simulationradio.com/shop. And wormhole, only good for the Reclaim Your Soul shirt. And it's a better promo code. It's 20% off instead of 10. So you can get 20% off of your Reclaim Your Soul shirt. And any amount of people can claim this. This is not a one-time only promo code, which was claimed fairly quickly after I gave it out. Just fucking willy-nilly gave it out on the live show last week.
That was going to be my other question, is could you see if the other one had already been used?
I can,
used?
Yeah.
You can see how many promo codes have been used since that aired?
Yeah, I can see how many times the promo code has been used. The other one, I can set up how many uses it has. And so, like, as soon as it flips from, it'll give you, like, a green check mark, like, this promo code is active or this promo code is inactive. Once the show ended, as soon as the show ended, I went to check it, and it was gone. So a live listener claimed it. So I'm sorry, everybody. I don't even know who the fuck could have done it either, because nobody was chatting in the fucking live stream last week. So I don't even know who could have fucking claimed the free promo code. But good on you. Thanks for listening. So head over there and get her done. Let's see. Do we got any more announcements? Talked about the segments. Oh, yeah. If I didn't mention in the segment overhaul, we're dropping Reddit reviews as a segment because, I'm so fucking tired of reading these like long ass stories from every idiot on Reddit that does not know how to fucking condense their life story into something readable. So
kind of like us when we write shit.
Yeah. Kind of like us.
I suffer for the same thing you do, where I'll be too verbose in my writings.
Yeah.
So you're just tired of reading other idiots' posts.
Pre-edit.
And I can understand. Yeah.
They're fucking mental regurgitated garbage from their fucking brain. I'm tired of reading that shit. Most of the issues are terrible. I don't really have a good way to do it. Plus, in the future, we're going to rework that advice column to, giving advice to you guys that actually want to write in with some of your advice suggestions, which you can do by sending me an email if you would like to. It is cam@simulationradio.com. If you want to ask any questions, send me some stories, send me anything that you want to have talked about on the show, anything of interest, if you have anything to email me, even some advice. We can give that. We got that. It's not going to be Reddit reviews, though. We'll probably wrap that into Escape the Simulation at some point in the future. But we're cutting Reddit reviews, and that'll just about do it for all of the announcements. So let's just jump into it. Unfortunately, I said this last time, but I've got to get a theme song for You Rage, You Lose, man. It seems like every other segment is just doing fine. Oh, fuck. I have to log into my fucking email. I was trying to buy time. I was trying to just say, I was trying to just say fucking words so that I could buy time until I opened up my email. So I could open up my
blood pressure.
We haven't even started playing the game yet and I already lost. I'm trying to sit here and talk and fill time so that we can close out the show with You Rage, You Lose. Oh, yeah, we still got Escape the Simulation to do tonight, too, so we're not closing out the show just yet. You can tell how eager we all are to get the fuck out of here today. But I'm trying to just talk and fill some space so I can open up my email, and then I have to log into my fucking email, and so I can't talk and type and also think about what my password is at the same time. All right, let me see here. All right, don't mess with the camera for a second because it's going to type things in the password. And plus, you know, chat, you guys get to watch me fully struggle with this. No other person involved. All right, let's see. Password here. Is it one should of the three it, passwords?
Should I
don't.
Just...
No. No.
Why is that? There a three?
All right, we fucking, we got it.
No. Got it first try, huh?
Yeah, I actually no. It was third try.
It
was the third one. It was the third one. So every
time's the charm.
Every other show we do, at least we've established tonight that every other show we do, You Rage, You Lose. This is the fourth edition of You Rage, You Lose. Now, if I remember correctly, I lost last time. So I lost You Rage, You Lose 3, which, don't get me wrong, I don't remember any of the things that I lost to, but trust me, you guys would have lost to. Go back and listen to it. You'll lose. Trust me. But I lost last time. I think the two before that, I lost one of them, and I think I made it through one of them.
Yeah.
So I'm 1-2 for W's in You Rage, You Lose right now. Now, of course, as we enter You Rage, You Lose number 4, I'm ready to go. I'm not pissed off at all today.
No, not at all.
No, definitely not. Indicative by any of the outbursts that may have happened earlier on in the show. We're gonna forget about those. Okay. Those didn't happen. I mean, I'm fucking
That's
chill. I'm locked in.
Yeah.
I'm locked in, chat. We're chilling. We're cool as a cucumber. As we
cool as a cucumber.
That's like my talisman. It's like fucking if anybody watched Seinfeld, which, you know, if Seinfeld people, where you at? But if anybody watched Seinfeld, that fucking Serenity Now episode, I used to say this all the time when I would get really mad, like particularly at the post office and at Walmart, because those were the two worst and most stressful jobs that I had. When I was there, and whenever I would get like super pissed off and stressed out about something, I would always have to just Serenity Now. And I would actually do the Serenity Now bit, okay, from fucking Frank Costanza, Rest in Pepperonis. But I need a talisman like that, some kind of thing that'll bring me back to normal and, you know, allow me to just cruise through the rest of You Rage, You Lose, and not rage at all. You know, I never get mad. I never get mad at anything. We all know that's how I operate. I've never gotten mad at anything in my life,
no.
Actually. I say that with 100% accuracy. So I'm ready to go, chat. I am. I'm gonna need your help, by the way, too. Live listeners, podcast listeners, I need your energy. Okay, I'm gonna need you all to be cool as a cucumber, and don't send me pictures of your cucumber though. Just I need you to be cool as one. Again, no pictures to cam@simulationradio.com. Don't send any pictures there, for God's sake. Please. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 options. And, you know, I am going to look at the titles, and I will let... Oh, the thing is, though, I was going to let you guys pick, but we all know what fucking happens when I give you guys the choice of what to do. We all fucking know what happens. And, Justin, if you say yes, I'm... Fuck. We haven't. We haven't started playing the game yet, so I haven't lost yet. We have not started playing the game.
He's always cool as a cucumber.
Yeah, keep this in mind, chat. We're still cool even as a cucumber. So, all right, what do we got? We got seven options. We got Greasy Goomba, Barking Collar, Shake, Cuz I'm a Whore, ASMR, Dance Dance, or Me or the Xbox. Now, I'm not going to let you guys pick. I'm going to pick. We're probably going to do like four of them. And if I can last through four of them, then I will claim the title, the victor of You Rage, You Lose. And that'll bring my record up to 2-2, which I need it. Bring me to 50%, man. So, let's see.
Ain't gonna happen.
Now, I'm mulling over my strategy for this one, okay? Now, I don't know whether or not I want to fully lean into the ones that I think I could possibly lose to and to completely assert my dominance and superiority over you guys and your decision. What I could do, right, is I could just get really cocky and say, no, there's 0% chance I'm going to lose tonight, so I'm going to pick the four that sound the most ragey, and we're going to see if we can get through them, okay? Could do that, or I can take the easy way out and go, oh, shit, I need a dub today, man, so I'm going to pick the ones that don't really sound all that ragey and, you know, maybe get through it that way, and due to the quality of the You Rage, You Lose selection, I could win that way, so... There are a couple of different valid options to go. However, remember, chat, we're cool as a cucumber. We're cool as a cucumber, so I think we are jumping right into Dance Dance. Okay. How's that selection? All right. This one, of course, brings up an Instagram video that autoplays. Okay. I already like where this one's going. Let me turn this down a little bit. Wow. Not ear rape. What is this, a VTuber? IRL VTuber? I guess I could zoom in too. Now, don't get me wrong. This is cringe as fuck. Oh, it is. Hashtag VTuber. Hashtag NVTuber. Is that a thing? ENO. English VTuber. Okay. All right. Have we made it through this whole thing yet? No? Have we? I feel like we're... Here's the thing about stupid fucking VTube dance videos, right? Is that I can never tell when they're over. It's like that story that I told a couple weeks ago about, like, getting high as fuck and looping through the same fucking video, like, five times and re-reacting to the same video five times. It's the same deal with VTubers, right? Where... I don't know where the video ends and where it starts looping because all it is the same stupid fucking anime bitch just dancing around. Again, haven't raged yet. Haven't lost, chat. We're still cool as a cucumber.
You're still what now?
Let's try that again. Cool. Let's go a little slower this time. As a cucumber. There we go, got there. So the thing about these fucking VTube videos, right, is that, like, I don't know where it stops and when the loop starts. So is this just all it is? Is it just this shit?
No, it's obvious.
There's no punchline?
No, it
I swear I saw that stupid fucking twirl before.
I don't think so.
All right, I've had enough of that. We...
I was going to see how long I can get you to watch.
I knew you were trying to do that, too. I knew you were trying to get it to, like, loop three or four times and so that I had to fucking sit there and watch it three or four times.
Yeah, it's real obvious.
All right, chat. Say that again. I had you turned down because the Instagram video is going to fucking ear rape all of us.
Oh, feed the algorithm.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, no. I hope my Instagram algorithm isn't just fucked after this. Oh, all right, what other options do we have left? We got Greasy Goomba, Barking Collar, Shake, Cuz I'm a Whore, ASMR, and Me or the Xbox. Chat, get your guesses in now to which one do you think is the most ragey? Which one do you think has the worst possible one? You know what? We just did a hard one. Yeah. So I think, well, what was supposed to be what you guys thought was a hard one. Where I'm I'm good. We're still cool as a cucumber. We are on set. We are on track for a 2-2 record tonight, chat. We still got 3 more videos to go, though. So let's see. I think we're going to do an easy one this time. I'm going to alternate between a hard one and an easy one. And then the next two, we're going to do a hard one and an easy one. So, or maybe we'll go easy and we'll finish off with a hard one. That way, you know, I really got to earn it.
I
really
got
to.
We'll finish off with a hard one.
I mean.
Whoa, bye.
Wow, crazy and radical. So, all right, let's.
So, what's your selection then?
My selection. All right, the easy one. I'm gonna go Barking Collar. That one sounds like it's gonna be an easy one. Let's get that one open. So, all right, let's see. Hate when this happens. Oh, it looks like another VTuber. All right, let me turn the fucking sound on. Try not to ear rape.
Dog's Barking Collar.
Oh no. So if you can't see it, chat, it's another fucking VTube video, right? Where it looks like it's a real room, but instead it's just a fucking VTuber with a fucking VTuber dog. You know, I might as well just start the video over.
Testing out my dog's Barking Collar.
There's the VTuber. It's also a VR dog. Uh-oh. It's animal abuse. Now the dog is just like... ragdolling.
Testing out my dog's Barking Collar.
Okay, I don't even know how to explain what just happened there. Why don't you? I'll let you explain what just happened there to the people that are not watching the video.
Yeah. It's actually the same VTuber that we just
saw. That's what I could tell.
And just like how you had said, there's like a AR dog or something like that. It gets zapped by barking, and then it kind of like goes into this like kung fu pose and just yeets her across the universe by like kicking her out the door or through the window or something.
I'm sensing a theme here. Are these all VTube videos?
No.
Okay. No, I just so happened. I just lucked out. Oh god, I don't like that. I don't know if I like that look, you guys. Am I being bamboozled?
Not at all.
Am I being Smegledorfed?
You're not being Smegledorfed.
That's not what's going on here.
Preposterous and diabolical, even.
Oh no! All right, we got to go with another easy one. That way, we can end it with a hard one, and I can fully, you know, end it with a hard one. It won't even be the last time that happens tonight. So let's see. Oh, okay. I think we're going to go with a medium one actually for the next one, because I think that it's going to be easy, but I also see the potential for this being kind of a ragey one, right? Me or the Xbox. That's the one that I'm going to go with next. And my impression of this is that it's going to be a fucking relationship video. And here's the thing, the relationship TikToks, man, the ones where it's this fucking bimbo like talking in a very, very bimbo sounding voice and just sounding absolutely stupid, those do kind of make me rage. And, you know, I already don't like the look on John's face because I have a feeling that might be what me or the Xbox is about. It sounds like a fucking relationship video. So let's see. Oh, boy, this is all right. Here we go. Attention gamer boys, which would you pick, me or the Xbox? JK,
what's this say, Cameron?
Some gamer fuels. She spelled
there it is. I'm counting that.
Remember chat. She spelled some as, that doesn't count. She spelled some as S-U-M, almost like she's implying that every fucking gamer loser that's donating to her, it's another fucking Hatsune Miku fucking spinoff or whatever. The fact that she's spelling some S-U-M like this almost like implies that she wants all the fucking loser gamers on the other side of the screen to like come on their screen at her, which she would probably feel good about. See, I'm glad that I watched most of the video first before looking at the comments, because
he's cheating. Hey now.
Well, I get it. I'm not gonna lose to this video now. Of course it's Mountain Dew, right?
read what she's read what's written to
some Mountain Dew. Gamer girl, like a normal girl but cooler.
All right, keep going.
Get my shotgun.
There's
out.
More.
There's more, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh God. All right. Remember, chat. I'm gonna need you guys' resolution and your moral support as we head into the second half of this video. Remember, you and me, chat. Cool as a cucumber. Remember that. She's shaking the Mountain Dew thing. Oh, I even made you a sandwich, and she's holding up a fucking piece of bread. Is that a potato? Is that a potato that's in the middle of the piece of bread?
Yeah.
Is that? No, remember, chat. We're cool as a cucumber. Why? Along with something to catch your tinkle and stinkies? How is this not like parody at this point? I don't get it. The thing that's the most sad about it is that I know it's not parody and that she's actually marketing this towards fucking gamer simps that'll donate to her stupid ass OnlyFans to like watch her take her skirt off and just look at her in her underwear, not even get to see her naked, and the fucking gamers are gonna pay for that. And it's not parody. That's the thing that, like, I'm sad for these people. I'm sad for the people, like, the people that are gonna go on her OnlyFans or her Twitch stream and, like, tier 3 subber and donate to her OnlyFans and pay for her fucking upskirt pictures or whatever it is that she puts on OnlyFans. This is beyond parody. Now, what she just did here was she was holding up this, like, bag of Walmart brand, by the way. Walmart brand diapers. It's the Equate brand. And she's holding them around and, you know, implying that she'll, like, wipe up your tinky winkies or the diaper will. Or the diaper will. How much? No, let's do it. And some extra yummy snacks. Of course, fucking Doritos. Full gamer experience right here. Doritos, Mountain Dew, gamer girl with bunny ears. Oh, you got a glimpse of her bra too as she. Now go get that dub, Lil Pog Champ.
I love the first put, like, it's all wrong. It says me or the Xbox and it's a PlayStation.
Oh yeah. I didn't even notice that. She honestly, you know,
can we just run it one more time?
No. So honestly, can we just run it one more time? What kind of fucking show do you think we're running here? Can we watch the Instagram e-girl one more time? Now. So, honestly,
it is
here's
a
the thing.
It is a parody. It's an obvious troll.
That video. This is not going to be where you probably thought my opinion would fall on this video, right? Mm-hmm. But I think that video was fucking genius. I think that video
right?
Fucking
okay,
genius.
Thank you.
Like,
thank you.
She's got the perfect fucking gamer girl engagement bait. Right. All the fucking gamers are gonna, you know, leave a fucking comment and tell her about that not
That's
being
not
an
Xbox.
Yeah. Now, of course, most of us are going to fall in line with, I'm not even going to unmute this, with the top comment from Mike Whalen, who unfortunately looks like a fucking NFT peddler. What in the fuck did I just watch? Yeah, sounds about right. It sounds about like the reaction to all of this kind of stuff from all of us. So, all right, we made it through 3. We made it through 3 out of 4, chat. We got close a couple of times. Now, we also at some point have to decide what constitutes a full rage. I think an almost break is not a full rage. I think a full rage counts as, you know, a rant starts. I think a full rage counts as like a break. Mm. If a break happens or like the mental break happens and like the rant starts, which you guys clearly know when that happens. You've listened to my stupid ass enough to know clearly when a rant is coming, right? I think, you know, breaking out into full rant territory, I think that's what constitutes a loss. I don't think a quick, like, I don't think a quick near break should be enough to do it, right? Because, you know, that takes away my ability to, like, catch it right there in the moment and be like, no, wait a minute. But don't get me wrong, that doesn't mean that it's impossible for you guys to win, right? Because there are some of those times, if it's just worth it, or, you know, if it would make for a really good bit, because let's not forget here, this is a bit, or if it would make for a really good bit, you know, I'll just break. Sometimes it's on purpose because I know it would be really funny. And then sometimes I just really want to win. And then sometimes I will just legitimately lose my shit and not be able to control myself and not be able to control the anger. But remember, chat, as we have one more video and head into our last video in the fourth edition of You Rage, You Lose, we're cool as a cucumber. Cool, even, as a cucumber. So, look me in the eyes, chat. We got one more video. We can get through this. You can get through this. I can get through this. Justin and John have already gotten through this because they've watched these videos and collaborated to make us fail. And you don't want them to win, do you, chat? You're on my side here. I think. Probably not. But anyway, all right, so we're going to do a hard one. In fact, let's see what the hardest sounding one of them all is. And unfortunately, the hardest sounding one does sound like one that I might lose to. And we're going with 'Cause I'm a Whore as the last one. That one sounds like it's going to be the hardest. It does link directly to the video's done. The video has been removed from TikTok. No, it's gone.
Probably because she's a whore.
That would probably explain it. Also, the stream is lagging. Help! Drop frames. No. Well, the stream is still up at least. All right. If we drop frames again, then we already made it an hour, so we could just cut it off at any point. Anyway, I was really looking forward to that one. That one sounded like the hardest one. So let's see. We got Greasy Goomba still to do. Unfortunately, 'Cause I'm a Whore is not an option anymore. I think we're going to do ASMR as the last option. ASMR, that'll be the last one that we go with. And I got one more chance, chat. One more chance to win. And hold on. Don't take the screen yet because I'm not looking at it. I want to go full blind into it. So one more shot. I have one more shot to clear my record. 2-2. We're going to get there. You're going to get there. I'm going to get there. We're all going to get there. We all going to make it, folks. Now we head into...
But because it's ASMR, you have to turn up the volume a little bit.
I will.
Yeah.
Today we have my son, and we are doing the emoji challenge.
I hate
today
ASMR so fucking green. Much. Oh, I've seen this video, by the way. Oh, God.
Today we have my son, and we are doing the emoji challenge.
Now, we might have... I think we're going to do another video because I've seen this video already.
Okay.
The news junkie talked about it the other day, and I've seen it already, unfortunately. I didn't rage either at the time, but, you know, I thought
you might have appreciated it because it was an anti-ASMR video.
I like that video. I think that video was fucking great. Like, that little kid, man.
Legend.
Mwah, he is total Chad. That kid is going to grow up to be a complete Giga Chad when he grows up. Do we have... Oh, yeah, we got Greasy Goomba. That is our last option left amongst the ones that are still up, even. So, Greasy Goomba, not only is this the last video we have, but it's the last possible option. One more shot. I feel like this one's going to be funny.
Greasy Goomba, I choose you! Choose me
the
for what?
The big old fat guy. He just got captured by a Pokeball.
Greasy Goomba, I choose you.
All right, let's do
choose
it again,
me for
chat.
What?
Greasy Goomba, I choose you. And now he's printed on a Pokemon card with a gun in his hand for some reason.
Greasy,
because he's the greasiest of the Goombas.
That one was more cringe, man. Also, if I lose it at the stream, that doesn't count as you losing it at the videos, right?
Are you sure it's not just an accumulation of all of the cringe that caused it?
If it can be interpreted that way, I'll wait until the show ends before I fucking scream.
Fair.
But the goddamn stream is down again, man. No, wait, no, it's not. All right, we're back. I think we're back. I'm sorry to everybody that was listening live. You know what? I should probably... Let me just do a quick casual... We'll check on the YouTube. Fuck me, dude. All right. Of course the YouTube stream died. Of course it did. Fucking of course it did. Of course it did. Of course it did. Anyway. Well, at the very least, I won You Rage, You Lose. So if that makes me feel any better. It really doesn't, honestly. I can't even enjoy the win. I can't even enjoy the win, man, because the stream is down. So, all right, so the game's over, right? We put a pin in it.
Yeah.
I've officially won. Yeah. You rage, you lose, number four. I am now 2-2.
So now how do you feel about the
you
stream?
You rage, you lose. So now, so fucking help me, God. I swear to God, the fucking stream every time. It's right at the end of the show, too, and right when, like, we actually get a couple of people in the fucking stream, and then it...
So chat. Out for me and I don't have to hear him rage too much.
Oh God. I'm sweating because I'm wearing like two really thick shirts in a room that's already fucking hot. So
why would
anyway.
You do such a thing?
I don't know. Don't ask me though. That's not the answer to the question that you have. Fuck. I don't know.
That's not even
that's not even words. Not even words.
I can't hear anything right now. I just see John laughing.
So chat.
He's playing some Zen
kinda
music.
Lightheaded.
Some
I legitimately feel somewhat lightheaded right now.
Put the jazz back on real quick.
It is.
What's happening?
Get him to calm there. Down some.
Alright. There's the jazz. Jazz is back. We're all calm. Chat. Get this back in order. There we go. Flip it around a little bit. Get some airflow back there. Gosh. So... we made it, everybody.
We made it.
We made it through yet another fine edition of the very interesting show here on Simulation Radio. We accomplished a lot this evening.
My cheeks hurt.
My hands are feeling kind of tingly, by the way. I don't know.
I think you're having a stroke, bro.
Probably not good. That should be concerning, but, you know, at the same time, if I die here on the air, then...
it's content, baby.
I know. That's so good.
The greatest content ever.
All right. So we need to make a pact. I'm going to need you guys. Now, we don't have to agree on a blood oath to this. I will take your word for it that if I die on the air, so help me God, you guys better make sure that clip hits every single fucking social media that we have.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. I have you guys' word that if I ever die on the air, yeah, then I want it all out there. Get it all out there right fucking now. Get all of it out there.
Create several accounts and post it one at a time. Until all of them get banned and just start the cycle snuff. Right back over.
Oh yeah, you're right. It would be a snuff film at that point. Shit.
Put it up on what's that? What's that? That
live one leak?
Live. Yeah.
Live Lake. That'll pass on Live Lake. That'll be great for him. Cameron will really love that because.
Oh yeah.
Didn't what's his name from
the news junkie is a co-owner of it.
Right. Still. He co-created it.
Yeah, or I don't know if he still owns it, but.
I'll make sure that in the wake of your death to plug the new t-shirts.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. Make sure you gotta make sure. By the way,
purchase now with promo code Cam's Dead with DED. Just Cam's Dead.
That'll be the promo code for the next shirt.
It'll be a screenshot of what the moment he died on air.
Oh,
we'll
man.
Print it on each of the t-shirts.
We'll print on the back that screenshot, and it'll just say, like, Cameron, in love with your, like, birth and death year, you know, on the back.
And then on the back, well, underneath that, on the back, it'll be our sponsor.
He lived as he died for the content. Or no, he died as he lived. Fuck! Fuck!
For the bit.
There we go. That's a good one. So that'll all get out there. I trust you guys. I think it'll get out there in the event of my untimely demise. That my snuff film out there gets rolling. So we've accomplished a lot tonight, everybody. We talked about some things. We
made some stuff.
Made some announcements. Oh, yeah, of course, and some stuff, too. We definitely got to all of that as well. Talked about the stuff that's coming in 2023. Maybe from a new studio. And by maybe, I mean definitely from a new studio. Ooh, that's kind of mysterious. I'll talk more about that next week because I want to get the fuck out of here today. Let's see. What else did we do? Oh, yeah. I guess I might as well remind you guys one more time. Head over to simulationradio.com/shop if you want to pull up the screen again one more time for the Reclaim.
It's so sexy.
It is. It's very sexy. For the Reclaim Your Soul design, if you head over there, that'll be on sale forever. But the thing that is not going to last forever is the promo code that will only be good until next Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern when the live version of the very interesting show starts. Promo code Wormhole. It is all one word, WORMHOLE. Promo code Wormhole for 20% off of your Reclaim Your Soul shirt. And the Wormhole promo code is, again, only good for the Reclaim Your Soul shirt. Don't try to use it on any of the other shirts. If you want to use any of the, or if you want to buy any of the other shirts, that one is promo code launch day for 10% off one of those. You can use that promo code until tomorrow night. I think it's at midnight. The promo code shuts off tomorrow night. So if you listen in that time and just so happen to want to go buy a shirt, head over there and do so. Simulationradio.com/shop. This one, though, this fucking Reclaim Your Soul shirt, that is probably... That's my favorite thing that we put out so far, like, just content-wise, straight up, all together. This is a beautiful, beautiful shirt, man. The art is so sick. It was well worth the wait, and you can get yours right now over at simulationradio.com/shop. There's a few colors, by the way. I did leave up, so it comes in black, right? It comes in black, gray, and white, standard colors, but I left in the... blue option, there's a blue option, there's a purple option, and there is a teal, there's like a light astral blue option, kind of like, you know, the surrounding color, like the border color, like the wormhole color.
That purple would look with that.
In fact, let's pull it up,
just give you a little preview.
So if you head over to simulationradio.com/shop right here, the Reclaim Your Soul design is right here. We've got black, the charcoal gray, white. And then we've got, this is what the
purple one comes out. Oh, I like the purple.
I like the purple
one, my favorite color, too, man.
Actually, I do think, wow, the shirt looks really good on the purple color.
Because of the outside teal.
Yeah. So we got that. We got the blue shirt, navy blue. It doesn't look navy blue. It looks kind of more royal blue. Yeah. But I wish I could rename the colors, by the way, which I'm not going to lift up the curtain on how the shop works because, at least not yet.
How does the not teal yet. Option look with it?
So the teal option, they call it aqua. That one's not bad. I kind of like that one. So I ordered a sample of the blue one and the black one just to see how they
turn
out. I'm
definitely going purple.
That's what I figured. In fact, I left the purple option in because I knew that, you know, if I left the purple option in, that would be the one that you got. And then I saw how it looked. Because at first you can only see, like, you know, the little square where it shows what the color is supposed to be. Then I click on it and it'll give you a mock-up of the shirt. And then I saw what the shirt looked like in that purple color and was fucking blown away. Like, damn, that looks sick. Looks sweet. So I did leave the purple color into this one as well. So head on over there, simulationradio.com/shop, keyword wormhole, until next Thursday showtime, 9 p.m. Eastern. And get you one of them. It's $27, not 70 something dollars. Thank fucking God. $27, just like all the other ones. And it is beautiful. It's beautiful, baby. It is beautiful. I like the purple one a lot too. I think if I'm going to get another one, I might get a purple one. Or if I'm going to buy them as like gifts to give to people, I'm going to give out the purple ones. Because I think the purple one is the best representation of what the shirt stands for, or like the design of the shirt. It makes the design pop the most. I think the purple one is the best one. So I'm going to buy a couple purple ones and maybe give them out at some events. If we get them in time, I might give a couple away at League of Legends World Final. Oh, no way. That's this weekend. There's no fucking way I'm getting it in time. JK.
But you will have other goodies to hand out, won't you?
I will. Oh yeah, I will have some other merch, like some magnets and stickers and good stuff to give out. Unfortunately, I will not have any shirts to give out, but we'll give out some other stuff. Give out some other goodies. Which, by the way, We will be there at the Regal Waterford Theater on Saturday for the League of Legends World Finals. It is going to be... Do I get into this right now?
Go for it.
Ah, fuck it. Fuck it. So, I'm not as excited about the finals. Now, we're going to jump into the League of Legends world here for just a moment. Now, the finals, as I talked about last week, was supposed to be like the team T1 versus the team Gen G. Both of these were Korean teams, right? These were the top two Korean teams in the League of Legends world. And, you know,
hear me out. These are who you thought were going to be, right?
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's who I thought was going to be the finals. Now, hear me out here, because I'm going to tell you why you should care about some of these storylines for the people that don't follow League of Legends. And the big one, his name is Faker, and I will tell you about him in just a moment. He's why you should care about this. Now, for starters, it is not going to be T1 versus Gen G, because Gen G are chokers that are supposedly the best team in the world, except when it really matters, like playing a world's fucking semifinal best of five, where they choke the jungler Peanut. That guy's a fucking choker. He choked the shit out of it.
Did he now?
Oh, yeah. He choked like a motherfucker. So, it is actually going to be DRX, this team named DRX. Now, DRX also has a couple of classic players back from the heyday of the Korean League of Legends scene. Now, there are actually some, I don't want to say decent rivalries, but there's a player from DRX. His name is Deft. He's the bottom lane carry. And, of course, there's a player on T1. You've probably heard his name before. His name is Faker. He is one of the GOAT players in all of esports. Now, the reason that I think that you should watch this League of Legends World Championship is because of this guy, Faker. You've probably heard of him. He's the greatest player that has ever lived of all time, and he's going for his fourth title. Now, the important thing about this is that it's very likely that Faker retires at the end of this season. So seeing this World Final on Saturday, this could be the last time that he plays, and he's going for his fourth world title. And I think that's amazing. Like some of the storylines that are going on in this world finals. Now, on DRX, there's a player named Deft, right? And apparently, Deft and Faker, they went to the same high school together. And so they kind of have this little mini, like, hey, we came from the same place type rivalry that stretches the way back to high school for them. And there are some I don't want to say there's too many rivalries. So, okay, here's another interesting storyline, right? So the coach of DRX, his name is Koma, and he was the infamous the Faker Koma duo, right? They got a name for themselves by dominating the first three times that they won Worlds. And now Coach Koma is on DRX. He coaches DRX, and he doesn't coach DRX, but he found this player who is playing directly against Faker in the mid lane. His name is Zekka. Now, Koma was originally responsible for scouting little old baby 16-year-old Faker all the way back in 2012, because Koma saw this player, saw how he played, saw his personality, and thought he had an eye for talent, right? He thought, okay, I think this guy has the potential to be pretty good. I'm going to pick him up, put him on my team. Lo and behold, this guy, Faker, just happens to become the greatest of all time, the GOAT of League of Legends. Now, how does this guy, Zekka, who is playing against Faker on Saturday on DRX, come into the scene? Well, after Koma moved on from T1, he went to a team in Korea named, oh god, where did he go after T1? I think it was it Damwon Kia, or was it, either way, that's not important. But he scouted recently this little young baby player named Zekka, who just so happens to be playing against Faker in the fucking world finals on Saturday. Now, this player Zekka is a very young player and has shown signs of brilliance, most notably by being an absolute Giga Chad. This guy Zekka has carried DRX all the way to World Finals. Now, Where does the correlation come from? Well, it's because this guy, Zeka, was also scouted by the coach that scouted Faker. So, Coach Koma, the Faker scouter, also scouted this little Zeka kid who is now playing against the GOAT, the next GOAT, potentially, playing against the current GOAT. So, that's another interesting storyline that's going on there. Also, you know, the two fucking high school players, Faker and Deft, playing against each other. One of them has never won a world final before. It is Deft, and he has tried for so fucking long. So there's a lot of interesting stuff that is going on in the world finals. Plus, all the games that have happened in world so far have just been straight up bangers, man. They have all, every single fucking game, every single series from quarterfinals up until now, except for like one blowout series at the beginning of quarterfinals, every single fucking series at Worlds that has been played so far post group stage has been a straight up banger. It's been the best League of Legends that I have watched in like at least 5 or 6 years. It's great stuff. Now is a great, great time to be watching the game. It's exciting. It's got a lot of action, a lot of fighting, and I think it's going to be a good time. So come out, join us on Saturday. Or come find us on Saturday. This is not an event that's revolving around us by any capacity. We're just going there to fucking watch it in theaters. But if you see us, I'll be wearing, unfortunately, it won't be the Reclaim Your Soul shirt because I won't have it in time. But I'll be wearing one of the shirts out there.
Yeah, I got mine ready to go too.
So. Yeah. So come find us. I'll give you some magnets and stickers and goodies. Maybe I'll find some other stuff to bring out with us. Secret surprise, spooky. So... that's all the stuff that's going on with the show, with us. Let's see, really quickly, so that I do not lie to everybody in the show description.
Were you going to do the how to escape the simulation, how to escape your programming? Was that something you're going to get into?
Yeah, that was a thing too, but you know what? I think I'm going to wait until the article comes out. I think we're going to push it back another week. I'm going to push the value back out another week, everybody. So, plus, you know, it would just help to have an article out. That way I can have something to refer back to.
Yeah. And you've already condensed it yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
anything else in there?
I'm going to push that back just a little bit more. And yeah, that's just about it. So, coming up next week, we're going to do another edition of Let's Play a Game Show. We're going to do one of those, of course, get to all of the good stuff in the news, make some more announcements, and chat about some of the stuff that is going on in our lives. Next week, I am going to talk about the new studio once we, and by we, I mean, you know, no, I'm just going to save it. I'm not going to tease it any longer because then people are going to ask me questions about it. Anyway, love you all. You are all fantastic. Do not forget to follow at Simulation Radio everywhere and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Stay sexy, everybody. Ah!